Back in 2009, an executive order established a nationally coordinated effort to improve the country's overall cybersecurity. It was the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, NICE. It's now 6 years old. It's undergone a revision as part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Rodney Peterson is the director of NICE. He tells Federal News Radio's Matt Wingfield more about this latest update.
The National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education is focused on cybersecurity education, training, and workforce development to fill the growing demand for cybersecurity workers across the nation. It started in about 2010 as a White House initiative, and it's currently hosted at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. We're working on both accelerating learning and skills development to get people into cybersecurity jobs more quickly, as well as focusing on the formal education pipeline, starting at kids at a very early age in K through 12 schools, all the way up through universities.
I see here there are three strategic goals. Can you take me through those and what each of those wants to accomplish and how you plan to do that?
Sure. So our focus on accelerating learning and skills development is in recognition of the fact that there is a demand today, and that demand is growing exponentially, and we need to work more aggressively and rapidly to fill cybersecurity roles and jobs. One example of that strategy is to support the work of industry and employers who are retraining and retooling their existing workforce. Another example is to promote the role of community colleges who can both produce students with a two-year associate's degree or a one-year certificate with the type of skills that businesses need. The second goal is to nurture a diverse learning community that recognizes the role of both universities, especially our colleges and universities that are centers of academic excellence in cybersecurity, but also recognizing the growing importance of interesting kids at a very early age, perhaps as early as elementary school, in cybersecurity careers and preparing them through both middle school and high school. And finally, recognizing within that diverse learning community is that training and certification providers are a very important asset to help train and provide skills to the existing workforce as well as students who are exploring a formal education. The final and third goal is to guide career development and workforce planning. This is an imperative for employers to think strategically and carefully about how to both hire, recruit, retain, and advance cybersecurity professionals in their organizations. That starts by utilizing the NICE or National Cybersecurity Workforce Framework that provides a standard lexicon for thinking about the types of roles and tasks that are needed to be performed. It also requires employers to think differently and creatively about how to craft job descriptions to make sure they're focusing on the actual knowledge, skills, and abilities that employees need to perform the task and not merely the type of traditional credentials that job descriptions require.
That was actually going to be part of my next question. How do you go about, I guess, developing interest in a field like this? If your goal is to attract essentially younger professionals, how do you go about doing that?
So I think we have two challenges with raising awareness about cybersecurity careers. First is that it's still a very new profession, and we haven't done enough to expose young people to the opportunities that are available to them. I know that I have two young daughters who are now in college, and nowhere during their elementary, middle school days were they introduced to cybersecurity as a career. So we really have to double up our efforts to both make it an interesting and exciting opportunity, especially given the demand. I think the second challenge is that we think too narrowly about the types of roles that cybersecurity involve. We tend to focus on the technical roles, which are certainly important given the criticality of the need for technically prepared individuals. However, cybersecurity roles are much broader than that and include roles that don't necessarily require a computer science or engineering degree in college. In fact, we need managers and maintainers to deal with data collection, to do outreach such as training and awareness of the staff, to understand the human factors, and to also do risk assessment and risk management. So So a variety of academic disciplines can lead to a cybersecurity role, ranging from the technical roles like computer science and engineering to social or behavioral sciences and even business degrees or education degrees. So we need to cast a pretty broad net for the types of roles that individuals can fill and try to match their interest and their skills to the best opportunity.
So is part of the challenge also just how quickly this field changes? Because, I mean, even in my lifetime, we've gone from flip phones to, you know, the iPhone 6S or whatever they're at, and those are all, they all require completely different sets of skills. Is it difficult to basically get people in a field where the rules seem to be constantly changing?
It's certainly true that the technology is advancing rapidly, as well as the threats and the vulnerabilities are changing on a daily basis. Nonetheless, we think the NICE framework really provides a standard by which people can measure the type of task and competencies that are needed, and that is going to be true over a fairly long period of time. So we need to prepare people to evolve rapidly and change to address the current threats and vulnerabilities. Yet I think there's some foundational principles that can be taught. This is certainly a field where continuous learning is going to be a prerequisite.
We're speaking with Rodney Peterson. He is the director of the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education. Now, this is still a pretty young framework, but have you already seen some success with it?
So the framework was developed by the federal government with input from academia and the private sector, and now we're beginning to see implementations and adjustments taken on by the private sector. I know that it's being looked at in financial services. We are expecting soon for communications sector to be looking at it. And we hope to learn from that feedback how to make future adjustments. But I think the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive as to how the framework can help guide both the workforce for employers to help educators decide what to offer in their curriculum, and provides a path for job seekers who are uncertain about the types of cybersecurity professional jobs that are available to them.
Is this a living document, I assume?
The framework itself is intended to be somewhat static, although we currently are operating off of version 2.0, so it certainly is possible that it will be updated in the future. But like any standard, it's helpful if it stands still for a certain period of time. I think the sector implementations are certainly more of a living document and way to both adapt and evolve the standard and its implementation going forward.
To go back to, you mentioned the job descriptions that you would kind of tweak. Can you touch on that a little bit more? How do you go about tweaking a job description to attract more interest?
Job descriptions need to focus on the knowledge, skills, and abilities that are necessary to perform the task. Quite often, the job descriptions are written based on either the previous person filling the role or what the perceived need is, based on perhaps a survey of what peers are doing. And in our experience, quite often, the credentials required, particularly the educational degrees and experience, overinflate the type of individual that's really needed to perform the task at hand. So by focusing on knowledge, skills, and abilities and looking for performance-based assessments that will demonstrate someone's preparedness, we believe that employers are going to be in a much better position to both attract and ultimately hire people that have the skills necessary to help them perform their cybersecurity needs. I would just add that the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education holds an annual conference as a way to bring together the community, including the government, academia, and industry, to both share best practices and highlight initiatives, as well as for the government to share future directions. That event will be this year on November 3rd and 4th in San Diego, and we are looking forward to an exciting array of presentations, exhibits, and conversations that will help to continue to advance the agenda.